Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So as the Gemara goes on in the current volume of Daf Yomi that we're studying, there's a lot of minutia level laws on Ashavas Aveda, on the area of returning lost objects. How do you return it? What do you do if you don't know whose it is? Where do you have to announce it? So on and so forth, page after page. And as I'm studying this, it reminds me of an interesting story I heard years ago, that there was once a guy who had written off Judaism, was totally exploring other ways of life. However, one day there was a really inspiring rabbi coming to town. So this guy's friend said, come on, you have to hear this rabbi. The guy was refusing till finally his friend told him, certain that the speaker could turn him on, said, listen, you just come to this one class and I'll never bother you again. Never, he asked. Promise, never. So he went, and his friend thought that for sure this speaker will inspire him. Well, when they got there, the speaker began, and he was quite disappointed that rather than the usual passion inspiration of a shiur of a class, this teacher decided to give something on the small details of Hashavas Aveda, the laws of returning lost objects. Well, let's just say it wasn't the most riveting presentation. And when this guy's friend walked out, he said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm out of here. And that was far from anything inspiring for me to stay connected to. And so he left. Eventually, he found his way, as they all did, in the Far East. And one day, when he's walking around this ashram, he saw one of the religious leaders pass by a wallet that was on the floor, look around, not see anyone, and then just pick it up and slip it into his pocket and walk away. And while witnessing this moment of theft, he had all of a sudden thought about the shir, the class he heard years ago from this rabbi about the emphasis that Judaism puts on returning lost objects and how it discusses every single facet and situation, and then realized actually that the small minutia of law was actually far more important and spiritual than he thought. And thus, he started his journey back home, geographically as well as spiritually. See, listen, while others say that the devil is in the details, Judaism believes that godliness is actually in all the details. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.